I would ask every mother and grandmother, in fact, I'm going to ask every woman of the church to please stand. Every woman, please stand. All right. Amen. Gentlemen, let's give them the due that is required. Understand, if it wasn't for godly women, where would the church be and where would our homes be? I'm thankful for you godly women. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I know you probably are because you, both of you have been in church and you've been around long enough to hear it preached and taught. But yes, God created man, and man is the head of his creation. But listen, you women are the crown of his creation. In fact, when you were made, when God made Eve, that was it. He was done. Now, take that as you will, but think about that for a moment. He stepped back. I'm finished. Now in jest, you know I got to say something, right, in jest. Adam went to sleep and had an operation on his side. When he woke up, he had a pain in the neck. I had to say that in jest. Now let's get serious. I couldn't help myself. Turn to Proverbs, the very last chapter, and we're going to look at godly womanhood. Now, I'm not going to scare you to death. It's a quarter till 12. I'm not going to preach this whole thing, but I'm going to break it down in parts, make a few comments, and then we'll give an invitation. But I want us to begin with verse 10 of Proverbs chapter 31, and please stand if you would. When you get there. Again, I'm thankful for my mother, I'm thankful for my wife, and I'm thankful for you ladies here at church. Y'all are blessings to me. Beginning with verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hand. She planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by the night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold to the staff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And verse 31 says, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Father, we love you and praise you, and we come this time, Lord, to worship you and to share a portion of your word. And Lord, we come to honor the women you've placed in our lives, Lord, those godly women, Lord, that love us and take care of us. And Lord, we're just so thankful. And may we never be afraid, Lord, to share how much we love and appreciate them, Lord. Seems like there's times that they do so much and we just really don't take the time to be thankful for all that they do, for what they mean to our lives. So, Lord, again, we're here to honor them, but we're here to share your word. Give me the word to say. Bring to my memory those things I've studied. May your word not return void, but reach its intended purposes. And, Lord, if there's one that needs to come for whatever reason, may they have liberty to do so. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated, please. We're glad that you're here. Again, as we go back to verse 10, notice it says, who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. Now, understand what the preacher is talking about. He's talking about a woman who is godly, that has godly character and integrity. And beloved, there is nothing greater than a woman that first loves the Lord, and two, is a woman of character and integrity. One that as a husband, you don't have to worry about her cheating on you, running off. She's always going to be there. In fact, this is what the Word of God says. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth the favor of the Lord. Think about that for a second, fellas. Do you know by us finding a good, godly woman as our wives, we have obtained favor from the Lord? Now that's some good stuff there. We've obtained favor. So that's what a godly woman is. That's a woman of virtue. And according to the preacher, she's worth all the material goods and wealth of this whole world. Why? Because she's godly. I'm thankful I was raised in a home where I had a godly mother. Now, was she perfect? No. She made mistakes. When I grew up as a parent, and Lori grew up, we've made mistakes as parents. We're not perfect, but she lived and set a standard to live by. Listen, I didn't worry about my mom not being there when I needed her. And I'm thankful for that. And she loved the Lord. She trusted the Lord. And her faith was passed on. Oh, it took me a lot longer because I'm thick-skulled. But I got saved, and it's because of all those seeds she planted just by me watching her. So I'm very thankful for a godly mother. And if you were raised in a godly home, you are to thank God for that. And you ought not be ashamed. You are to want to tell your mom, thank you. Amen? Now, let's drop down a little bit. Told you I wouldn't keep you long. Let's look at a few things. Verse 28, I want to spend a little time on this. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Let's read it. Meet George Jefferson. Da, 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 da. That was one of my favorite shows growing up. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Now I'm going to go ahead and say it. Kids, you listen and you listen to me. You art to thank your mom for being the mom she is every day. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. If you're not willing to do that, You better watch yourself, because according to the Word of God, you're cursed. Listen, you need to make sure you tell your mom you love her and you appreciate what they do for you. I'm here to tell you, today, there isn't the respect that there used to be. Listen, I wouldn't have a tooth in my head if I didn't respect my mother. If I bowed up and got in her face or disobeyed her, my dad would just take me outside and make me dig my own grave. Listen, my dad was one of those persons that didn't pull no punches. He only knew hit and hit harder. And if he told you more than once, you got hit. That's the way he was raised. You say, well, boy, he was terrible. No, he loved me, because by him being as tough as he was, I've never been to prison. I've never robbed nobody, shot nobody, raped nobody. So, no, I'm thankful. Now, my buddies in the community were terrified of him. How do you do it? How do you do it? Don't have a choice. Unless I move in with you. No, you can't move in with me. But, you know, don't let that little woman over there fool you. Because when she had enough of you, she wouldn't wait for dad to come home. She would take care of it. And believe it or not, that little lady could handle it. Amen. But again, there's no respect for our elders and our mothers and our grandparents. And the Bible says that her children rise up and call her blessed. And if you've got a godly parent, mom, or a grandmother, or an aunt, or there's somebody in this church that is dear to you, you ought to be willing to tell them that you appreciate them. But notice what else. And her husband also. And he praises her. All right, fellas. Let's talk to us for a few minutes. Believe it or not, God did not give you that godly wife so you could pretend you were Napoleon. You want me to say that again, ladies? Fellas, God did not give you your godly wife so you could pretend to be Napoleon Bonaparte. You could run roughshod over her. Listen, the Bible says that we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church. God expects us to love them like he loves the church. You say, well, why? Because, listen, when we show our love toward them like Christ showed his love toward us, they will understand that we truly love them. That's what we're supposed to do. No, I will not go there. But I will say this. A lot of marriages have gotten off track. And if the couples were smart, oh, I will go here. If the couples were smart, they'd come up to the altar, ask God to forgive them, and then they would work on their relationship again. Today, oh no, listen, I'm tired of you. I've been married to you all these years. I'm going my way. Not wanting any chance of reconciliation, not wanting to work on it. I'm just tired. I read on the news the other day, there was a couple that was married 54 years, and she decided she didn't want to be married no more. Can you imagine? 54 years, are you kidding? Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Now, again, he praises his wife, because he's thankful for who she is. Let me tell you about my wife here a second. No, I'm not going to say anything to, because I have to live with you and go home with you. Amen. You know, it's true what the Word of God says. Our wives are our helpmates. You see, God knew what He was doing when He made Adam, and then He made Eve, and then, of course, He made us, and He made our wives. You see, the reason He gave us our helpmates is because it takes two. And by the way, that little lady right there completes me. She completes me. And you know, I watch her. And she's so much more industrious than I am. Outside job, preacher's wife, mother, grandmother. She does all kinds of things. And then, to boot, she's got a heart of compassion. It's amazing to me because she has a heart for it. Me, sometimes I overlook. I like to think I have compassion of Jesus, but she doesn't see things the way I do. And she is always out there offering compassion. And that's the kind of heart we should all want from. If you've got a godly mother that has a heart of compassion, be thankful. Because I thought about this. What would this world be with a heart of just men? There wouldn't be no compassion. We would be in trouble. Amen? Bad trouble. So I'm very thankful that she's that away. But not only that is, when I need a word, when I'm discouraged, I'm hurting, she knows it. And she'll come at the right time and she will say just the right thing to lift me up. Oh yeah, I'm going to brag on my wife. I'm thankful. I've got a good wife, a godly wife. I'm very thankful. Good mother, good grandmother. I'm thankful. Now, I want us to look at this. This is where I'll get in trouble. It says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Now, I want you to understand, get this. There's women out there that will read this passage and they'll get depressed because they say, there's no way I can meet those requirements. I can meet those standards. And this is the thing. Listen, you're not required to meet those standards. You are who you are. Yes, these are things that we can work on, especially you ladies can work on. But listen, you aren't perfect. You are who you are. And don't take it as, oh, I'm never going to be able to obtain that standard. Because we can't obtain anything apart from the Lord anyway. So stop trying to be perfect. Amen. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You see, outside beauty only lasts for a little while. Because we start getting older. Amen? But it's the inside beauty that Solomon's talking about here. You know, today's society places so much emphasis on the body and the looks. And listen, that's not what it's all about, because all of that's going to fade as time goes by. But the one thing that you ladies can do continually is work on the inward beauty. And that inward beauty begins with your walk with Christ. Amen? your walk with Christ. There is nothing greater than a godly woman that walks and serves the Lord and points her husband and her children to Jesus Christ. Turn to 1 Peter real quick. Let's look at a few things. 1 Peter chapter 3. There's several things we can look at. First Peter chapter 3. Notice with me. Verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation or lifestyle of the wives. Now, that is a godly woman following the Lord, walking by faith, serving Him. And she doesn't have to say a word. She just leads by example. While they behold your chaste lifestyle coupled with fear. Now, look at what it says here. We were talking about inner beauty. Whose adorning, let it not be their outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of the meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Again, listen, you're going to get older. Your hair's going to turn gray. Amen, sister. I'm there. And that figure you once had is going to be gone. It's just a fact. You say, that's depressing. No, it's not. It really isn't. Listen, you're going to get a new body. And the body that we have coming to us is never going to wear out. And whatever body that we get, I don't know what it's going to look like. But it's going to be a body that's never going to get old again. It's never going to wear out again. But while you're here, remember, it's supposed to do those things. But listen to me. That beauty on the inside, that heart that loves the Lord, that heart that loves her husband, that heart that loves her children, that heart that loves people that God has placed in her life, that is what we're talking about, that inner beauty, because she'll be capable of always loving. And we'll be able to see that. How do I know? Because of her actions. Listen, actions always speak louder than words. I can tell you I love you till I'm blue in the face. But if I don't act upon that love and let you see it put in action, it's just words. It's just words. Notice, he says, go back to our text, I'm sorry. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And notice verse 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Now look at those first few words. Give her of the fruit of her hands. Women, you may not be told by your husband or your children near enough how special and dear you are to them. They may not praise you for what you do for them. May even seem thankless at times. But understand, there is one who is watching. Understand, there is one that knows exactly who you are, what you're doing, and he takes notice. And he promises when he comes back, he's going to bring his reward with him. You keep on loving, you keep on serving, you keep on being who God created you to be as a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, a friend. You be the lady God created you to be. And one day, the Lord will reward you. I'm thankful for you ladies. Again, for the sake of time, we're not going to do the whole thing, but I'll tell you one thing. There's a sharp contrast here in Proverbs. It teaches us about that godly woman and then that woman that isn't so godly and doesn't care for her family. And you know what the Bible says? You know what Solomon said to do? If you're dwelling with an old contentious woman, he says, it is literally better to dwell in the wilderness than with an angry woman. He also said, it's better to dwell on the rooftop than with an angry woman in a wide house. I can understand that. You ever? Hey, you got to sleep tonight, brother. Now, in close, I want to say something real quick. Again, people will take this passage, and some of you women say, it can't be done. There's no way I can measure to those standards. As I said earlier, listen, it's just something to work at. None of us. And by the way, let me say this. This is a book of standards. Anybody here measure up? No? I'm striving to. I'm trying, but I don't measure up. So don't let it bother you. But there's a woman that wrote a poem. I'll close with this. The title of that poem was, I Wish I Was a Bear. I wish I was a bear because if I were, I could hibernate and sleep for 6 months. That sounds pretty good to me. I wish I was a bear. I could find me a nice place to get away from all of what's going on in the world, and I could eat myself till I'm stupid. I wish I was a bear. I wish I was a bear. I would have everyone understand I'm a mama bear, don't mess with me, and don't mess with my cubs. Because I will swat you. And if my cubs get out of line, I'll swat them too. I wish I was a bear. I wish I was a bear. Then my husband would expect me to wake up in the morning and growl. My husband would like my hairy legs. And my husband would like the extra pounds I put on. I wish I were a bear. Now, let that sink in for just a second. You see what the woman's trying to get across? Listen, we accept you just like you are. We love you for who you are. You are truly a blessing from God. And you deserve to be put on a pedestal. And husbands, remember, God has blessed you with a godly woman. You better thank Him. And let me close with this. There were women that God put in my life. They weren't my mom. But they treated me like they were. And those women prayed for me. Those women would set me down when I would get in trouble. And they would counsel me. And I'm so thankful. They're going on to be with the Lord, but I don't ever want to not be grateful for those godly women God placed in my life. And I want to make sure all of us, and I want to teach our kids, and it's our responsibility as a church to teach our kids, of course, about Christ and His Word, but we're to teach our kids to honor their mom and their dad. Have respect, because listen, if we don't, who will? That's the problem with the world today. There wasn't any good biblical sound teaching. And now we're paying for it. Thank you, moms. And we love you. Maybe you're here. Here's the invitation. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Jesus died so that you could be saved, you could escape judgment in hell. If you are saved, but you're not where you are to be in your walk, listen, the Lord's ready for you to come back, and He'll not turn you away. If there's a woman that's been a blessing to you, your mother, your grandmother, an aunt, or even a lady in this church, you are to come to the altar and thank God for them, pray for them, and then let them know you love them and you appreciate them. If there's a husband and a wife here, your relationship has kind of been on the fritz here lately. I can assure you, if you'll come up to this altar and ask God to intervene and help you get right with the Lord, get right with each other, that relationship will be stronger than what it once was. Do it. But above all, if there's a need, Jesus can meet the need.